the first Christmas, the first concert that I ever attended was John Denver's Colorado Rocky Mountain High World Tour. Now, admittedly, I did not go of my own free will. Now, my guess is that my parents figured out that buying a concert ticket for me was ultimately cheaper than paying for a babysitter. Now, I also imagine that they realized that it would be a perfectly appropriate concert for a child whose age had not hit double digits because it's John Denver. And they were right. I'll even admit that I really enjoyed the concert, so much so that when I auditioned for my first ever play, and I was in a lot of plays, the first ever play, which happened to be a musical, I auditioned singing John Denver's Grandma's Feather Bed. You want a little taste? You want a little taste of it? It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downing chick. It was made from feathers for 11 geese, took a whole bunch of cough of the tick. It'll hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and the piggy we did stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun in Grandma's feather bed. Now, it might surprise you to know that there is a bit of controversy about whether John Denver should be looked at as a spiritual guide. Now, you might be tempted to say that nobody's thinking that. And if you are, you'd probably be wrong. See, it turns out there are bunches of websites with names like the World Family of John Denver that make frequent use of words like prayer and spirit and blessing. Yeah, in many ways, I would actually describe them as sort of semi-religious sects, and they popped up all over the world, in Germany and Japan, Britain, Australia, New Zealand. And while John isn't described as any kind of divine, he's certainly looked upon as a bit of a prophet by them. Now, given all those things, and given the frequently spiritual lyrics of many of his songs, and his consistent message of love and harmony, it seems almost odd that anyone would, question his spirituality. After all, he was raised in a good Presbyterian family. Yeah, absolutely. They believed in the values of the Bible's teachings. But here's the thing. In his private life, he wasn't always quite what some people might call spiritually upright. For example, one of his most famous songs that we all just enjoyed singing together, Colorado Rocky Mountain High, well, that was literally written while he was high on marijuana and LSD, which really just points to his severe problems with drugs and alcohol in general. At times, he could be, less than a kind person. One example of this. Once, his first wife had one of his favorite stands of oak trees removed from their property. John responded by cutting both the dining room table and their marital bed in half with a chainsaw. But the truth is, we're all flawed. If we expected all of our spiritual guides to be perfect, we'd find ourselves with no spiritual guides. I mean, my spiritual inequality hero, Dr. Martin Luther King, regularly cheated on his wife and seems to have probably had an illegitimate child. The sainted Mother Teresa believed that the poor should, and I quote, accept their lot in life because they help people connect with Christ. She also has been widely criticized for massive misuse of donation monies. So like I said, if we expected all of our spiritual guides to be perfect, we'd find ourselves with no spiritual guides. So yeah, John Denver had personal faults, but he also co-founded the Hunger Project, which is a strategic organization and global movement committed to the sustainable end of world hunger. He served with UNICEF, the Children, the Cousteau Society, Friends of Earth, the Human Dolphin Foundation, and the Windstar Foundation, which is an educational organization that he started early in 1976 to help promote holistic approaches to address environmental concerns. See, he didn't allow his personal problems to hold him back from making the world a better place for the poor and the hungry and the brokenhearted. And for me, that's not just a powerful spiritual lesson. It's a lesson that the spirit of Christmas is about as well. Think about it. Both of the Bible's birth narratives are foreshadowings of the teachings of Jesus. He's born into poor conditions as an outsider. He has a heavy-handed government trying to end his life. His story is the story of so many people today. But his life was about overcoming those things. His life was about working for and with people who find themselves as outsiders, people who are victimized by governments. His life was about creating peace on earth. The reality is that spiritually, John reminds me of many of us whose spiritual outlook has expanded beyond Christianity. See, ultimately, his values mirrored many of the common beliefs shared by the majority of world religions, be they being kind to others, helping those who are suffering, working towards harmony and peace. John seemed to have moved beyond the dogma and literalism of so much of Christianity and further nurtured his spirituality through even Native American and Eastern philosophy. What you end up with is a flawed person who wanted the world to be a better place. It's a label that could apply to so many people, so many among us. You end up with a person who, while they may have had darkness in their personal life, has worked diligently to share light with the world. And if that's not a Christmas message, I don't know what is. If that isn't of the Christmas spirit, well, I guess I really don't understand it. I'm just going to conclude with words from John Denver's song, It's About Time. There's a man who is my brother. I just don't know his name. But I know his home and family because I know we feel the same. And it hurts me when he's hungry and when his children cry. I too am a father, and that little one is mine. It's about time he began to turn the world around. It's about time we start to make it the dream that we have always known. It's about time we start to live it, the family of man. It's about time. It's about changes. And it's about time. It's about peace. And it's about plenty. And it's about time. It's about you and me together. And it's about time. I'd like to give you the opportunity to respond today. It could be to any of the songs or the message, whatever you would like. As you look around and see the number of people we have today, let me be really clear. We need you to stay precise. So think about what you want to say and try to say it in as few words as possible so anyone who wants might have an opportunity to participate. Are there those who have thoughts they would like to share? Maybe I didn't need to worry about that.
Where did you learn to sing, and why are you so timid about it?
I'll tell you the truth. That story that I just told you about auditioning for a play, it was South Pacific, and I got the one leading non-singing part. And I've been timid about singing ever since. Are there others? That's a true story. Are there any others?
Please.
And there's in the back as well.
I just wanted to say that when John Denver's plane had crashed, there was a rumor going around that he had been drinking. Mm. And until I talked to my brother, who's a search and rescue pilot in Colorado, that's what I believed. And he told me that he had air in his gas line. And that was total an error. So he was a very good pilot. Yeah, just wanted to add that.
And did experimental airplanes.
Yeah.
Elsie, all the way in the back. A little exercise.
I'm Martha, and I want to present this as a positive comment, something I just would like us to think about. We read in the paper about men who have killed their wives, and I find it interesting that our reaction to your story about John Denver cutting his marriage bed and his dining room table with a chainsaw after his wife cut his favorite stand of trees was laughter. And if we're going to change the world, I think we need to think about that. Thank you.
Thank you for that comment. Are there others?
One of the reasons I like John Denver so much was he wrote the song Annie. I love that song. I was very upset when he left Annie.
Are there any others?
And for those of you who don't know, this is Annie.
When I've listened to John Denver, it's taught a lot to be in touch with your feelings and to and it's okay to cry, it's okay to laugh, it's okay to and I really think we need to go back to that and avoid labeling and I suppose just pushing it under the rug. And I really think that the songs that evoke peace and love can bring us all together.
Great, thank you. Great point.
I like Mark's comments about our spiritual heroes don't have to be perfect.
Thank you for that.
Well, I just happened to be listening to NPR on the way over from my drive from High Point, and they were discussing some places in California, in San Francisco and in Chico, which took in the people who were burnt out from the Paradise fire. And one of the ministers was commenting that he felt like that this was a way he could know for sure that he was doing God's work and affirming the Christmas spirit.
Absolutely.
And I thought, well, it's not enough to know the truth. We must live the truth we know. We must put that truth into action.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that.
Elsie, thank you. I just want to say, maybe it means that it's the naughty child inside of me, but strong part of me fiercely rejoices that John Denver did that, cutting the marriage bed and the table after his wife cut down his stand of trees, because trees are amazing. It's the pagan part of me, whatever. Trees are living beings. They give us air to breathe. We wouldn't be here without them. So I'm glad he did it.
Yeah, I think both of the acts were fairly violent acts. I think we maybe want to avoid both.
I would say the marriage was in trouble.
Are there any others? Here we go.
I was going to save my comment in the Christmas spirit, but what that story tells me is passive-aggressive meets passive-aggressive. Totally. So, I mean, what does that say about their relationship?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that marriage did not last. I'm sure no one's surprised to hear.
I can't believe we haven't mentioned the God movies with George Burns and John Denver.
That was intentional. I was not going there. I'm a movie fan, and